I be a mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hand.
Hello, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me. I am Dee Dee, and you are listening to Midwave Radio. It is February 17th, 2021, at 9 p.m. Chicago time. You're tuning in live for the next hour, I hope, to the first ever segment of Big Little Questions. So, in case you haven't heard me talk about this yet, I want to tell you what the idea is. So, basically, each day for the last 2 years or so, when I journal, which I do almost every night, I've written down like a question that I have. And sometimes they are like really particular to me, like, will this person ever be my friend? And sometimes they're like, why is it hard to live a life of meaning or whatever? And sometimes they're somewhere in between. And I've known for a while that I want to do something with these questions and with other people, because I love my friends' brains and I love talking to people about things. So I started like writing them all out on little note cards, which is kind of fun. But I didn't really know what I was going to do with them. I just wanted to be like thinking about them, about the questions. And then Midwave came along. Thanks, Midwave, and my friend Beth, who showed me Midwave. And here we are. And if you just tuned in, I'm Dee Dee. We're listening to Big Little Questions. So each week, I'm going to talk to one or maybe two people, and we're going to talk about one or two or three questions, that we will choose from this kind of like journal archive that I have. And still playing with the process of like, how do we choose what question we talk about? Because I want there to be some amount of curation, but also a choice based on like what I think will be interesting to talk about with a given person. But I also want there to be some element of like randomness and different types of questions. And I don't want to have the like, I don't know if advantage is the right word, but like the advantage of having thought about the question a lot first. So all of that is to say thank you for tuning in to episode, I don't know if it's called episode or it's not a podcast, if it's a radio show. Thank you for tuning in to the first segment of Big Little Questions. And for our very first guest, we are going to be talking to my friend, Ioana. So I'm going to call her up right now and bring her on. Hold, please. Okay.
Ioana. So I'm going
to... Oh, no. Hi. Oh, I hear myself. Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I was listening in, so I had to turn that off.
No, that's fine. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Great.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I hope...
Amazing.
If you are listening to this, which I see 9 of you are, so exciting.
Whoa!
big leagues. If you're listening to this and you have my number and you want to send me a little text and say, we can't hear Ioana at all, or we can hear you very well, or something like that, that would be amazing. I just got a text that says I hear both. Cool.
Amazing.
Cool. Okay, so Ioana, my friend, hello.
Hi.
Why don't you, or we could introduce each other. Okay, will you give a one-sentence introduce me, and then I'll give a one-sentence introduce you.
One sentence?
Sure.
Okay. Dee Dee is a brilliant, kind, and passionate human being who I've known for a very long time and who I love dearly. Period.
Good sentence. Thanks.
Thanks.
Joanna's my friend. We used to play soccer together when we were 7, but we really became friends in our physics class freshman year when our teacher told us both that it wasn't that we weren't smart enough for physics, it was just that our brains weren't fit enough. And I just remember that Joanna and I looked at each other and I think we knew that we were our
We
brains
knew.
were fit for each other, you know?
Yep.
So that's yeah. And I'm so grateful to you that you agreed to be on the first episode of the show as I yeah.
Always. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Also, thank you to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who just texted me that the sound is good. So
Wow.
grateful.
What a network you have.
Oh yeah. Okay, so ooh, okay, here's what's gonna happen now. Basically, last night, I see you're also on the stock. Last night, Joanna and I looked through some of the questions, like maybe the first couple months of when I first started writing questions, and we kind of like highlighted a few favorites that we thought would be fun to talk about with each other. And then what we're gonna do now, I have a little like miniwebtool.com like random picker thing because we
No free
a
brand deals.
what'd you say?
I said no
Oh
free brand
yeah, if you
deals.
want to put an ad on this show, just let me know. Because we one we are bad at choosing things and we were like, how can we choose between all these questions? And two, because I think it maybe we'll see, maybe it's fun to have a like you all know if you're listening that like we didn't know in advance what questions. So I have the random picker thing, and oh wait, Joanna, should we tell them all the choices or should we just choose the one?
I think you should choose the one.
Okay, I'm gonna do pick a random item. Oh my God, I'm so stressed. I don't
Oh,
even know
this
what
is
I'm hoping
scary.
for.
Neither do I.
I want it to rank them. Oh no, I have to turn off my ad blocker. Hilarious. Hold on, please. Good thing you're all here for the demo of this show. Oh my God, truly
Or
number
you
one
could pick a
through.
number
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm
then.
gonna do.
Okay.
One random number. Okay, let's do two random numbers between 1 and 5. Go. Thank you, thank you. Okay, all right. Ooh.
Oh
Whew. Okay.
no.
So, Joanna, looks like our first question is question number 3, which is okay, even I don't even know what this question means, so we're gonna find out together. But this question
Okay.
is how do people think of other people?
Oh, God.
And just to be clear, listeners, we chose the options together. We can't be that blindsided.
Never do.
And this question is from I wrote this down on April 7th, 2019. I don't know what was going on then. For some questions, it's really clear. I'm like, oh God, that was like I was working on my thesis, or I was fighting with this person and whatever. But for this question, I don't really know what was going on. But maybe we can start with, Joanna, what is like when you read this question last night when we were going through and rating the questions and like what are we most interested in talking about? Like, why did this get a 9? Like, what did this first bring to mind for you?
I think just that it is often something I think about, like in my own selfish way. How do people think of me? And also because I'm rather controlling, are there ways that I can change that or manipulate that in some way or act a certain way? Yeah, and it's just I feel like a constant, especially I think in your 20s when you're like, quote, trying to figure out who you are, a constant theme of like, who does this person think I am? And is this who I am? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Is this how I'm supposed to be acting? Yeah, and it's hard to have your own sense of self because there's so many opinions around. And of course, in an ideal world, we would just show up and be who we are and not think about it. But that never happens.
Okay. A lot of that resonates. Can I ask, like, are there times, something I've been thinking about, like, are there times where you are more or less aware of this question? Like, are there settings or people?
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, what is that? Yeah. How does that work?
I think the times when I am not aware of it, or the time that I feel most comfortable in, like, who I think I am, or when I'm by myself and alone in my room. Mm. And that's partially because I don't have the actual thoughts of other people around me, but mainly it's because I'm an introvert and I'm someone who likes to process on my own away from other people. Yeah.
Are there I was going to say, this feels like it's related a lot to, like, introversion. Are there, like, are there moments when it feels, or, like, can you think of moments when it has felt very, either very fruitful or very, like, unproductive to have this question in mind, to the extent that you want it, like, you're comfortable, like, talking about it? Or, like, yeah, moments that were, like, oh, it's actually really good that I'm trying to figure out how other people are thinking of me and how people are thinking of people, and then, yeah, the opposite. Does that make sense?
It does make a lot of sense, and that's a great question, and I think that my answer would be when I was in high school, Dee Dee and I went to high school together, and high school was tough. high school would have been tough for me no matter what, I think, but it was particularly tough in the environment that we were in, but I didn't have the mental space to be thinking about other people. Like, I was so wrapped up in my own anxiety and depression, and my thoughts throughout the day were like, do I get out of bed? Do I shower? Do I eat? Do I do homework? Mm. Right? Those were, of course, within the context of immense privilege, obviously. But so I didn't really ever think of these things in high school. And I think when I had the brain capacity to, it was an indication to me that I was healthier. Like, I was able to see other people and interact with them and notice what they were thinking and feeling. And I didn't have that in high school, really, which maybe could have been a good thing. I don't know.
But, no, yeah. It makes me think of how, or it makes me wonder how, like, obviously the COVID has affected all of us, and the, like, greater amount of time alone and, like, not with our friends or, like, surrounded by other people has affected all of us in, like, many different ways. But it makes me wonder how not having those inputs, even though you are introverted and you do, I know you do spend a lot of time on your own with your phone on Do Not Disturb, but no shade, well, a little bit of shade, I can always reach you when I need to reach you. But anyway, it makes me wonder, like, how even as an introvert, you feel like not having those inputs has affected your sense of, like, who you are and how you think about yourself and what you want to do or who you want to be, like, over the past year. That's a big question, so I don't know.
So how do these thoughts as an introvert affect what I think about the future you
Hold on, I lost you for 1 second. Will you repeat, either repeat what you just said, or you can just answer whatever you want to answer?
I was just trying to rephrase your question.
Okay.
For my brain.
Go for it.
Which is, how as an introvert these thoughts I have might shape who I will be in the future? Is that the question?
I don't think so, and I think that's what I want you to answer, if that's what you want to answer.
Great. Well, I mean, I think that as someone who spends a lot of time alone, I often, like, repeat conversations to myself. And try and really get at what people are saying or thinking about. And All those things kind of play into who I think I should be, right? Like, who does Dee Dee think I should be? And I mean less so for you than other people, because we
you don't
have
care
a
about
long
my opinion.
Standing.
Oh, okay, just kidding.
Yeah, correct, correct. But you know, should I be pursuing this career goal, for instance? That's a big question that I'm always thinking of. And because I spend a lot of time alone, there's like more space for that, right? Like there isn't someone to bounce ideas off of, so I'm bouncing them around in my own head, which means they usually get blown out of proportion a little bit. And yeah, so I think, I mean, I guess being an introvert kind of amplifies those questions, maybe in a tunnel vision way, maybe not in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, can I ask a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Am I allowed to ask my
Yeah, friend? Please. This I realize that until now it feels more like an interview, but I do intend and want it to be more not that. So okay. Yes, please.
My question for you is, you've always seemed, I think one of the reasons why we're good friends is because you're very self-assured. Or at least you seem that way. And not to say that you don't like struggle with being confident or self-assured or whatever. But so I wonder if when you have these thoughts of like, what does this person think of me? Or whatever it might be, what those look like for you. And if you get stuck in them, how do you get unstuck?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Well, so, okay. One, this isn't going to be a direct answer, but it's, I think, related to what you were saying immediately before this and the image of, like, things bouncing around in the head. And something that I think is really interesting about that, and I think this will get to an answer to your question, but something I think is really interesting about you using that image is that I think when I have thought of the same image, and particularly this year, in this, like, you know, relatively lonelier year, I would say, and, like, or not, I would say, definitely, and like for me, I've used that image as like, oh wow, there's usually a lot of like things and inputs and people and ideas and thoughts and experiences and whatever for like my thoughts to bounce off of, and I know that that's something that can make me like an overwhelming person for some people. And I don't say that in like a self-deprecating way. Like I know for some people that's just a thing where it's like, what, like when people are like, whoa, that you're like, you're intense or you're a lot or whatever. Like I know that that's one thing that they're talking about. And that's like, that's fine. I'm cool with that. But it's been really interesting. Yikes. It's been really yikes, I would say, to have like way fewer of the like things for things to ricochet off of, like more empty, more room in my brain, which I think like I don't know, has been hard for me. Because I do feel like in general, I mean, I do sometimes get stuck in the like how do other people think of me and what are they thinking about and all of that stuff. But I think most often those questions as they relate to me like feel like fruitful, or feel like they are giving me like more things to think about and more ways of understanding the understanding the world. And I'll also say that I think like my guess, I can't quite go back into my brain from April 7th, 2019 and figure this out, but like my guess is that when I wrote this, it wasn't like an allusion or a reference to like how does someone think of me. Like my guess is that it was in reference to like, you know, seeing some dynamic between other people or like to like another person.
Wow.
And
that's really interesting.
Yeah, say more.
Because it like mimics, well, it, like when I read this question, I was like, well, what do people think of me? Like perhaps selfishness, but also like introversion. And your immediate, well, perhaps immediate reflection on it was like, oh, what is this? How does this question relate to these two people I see communicating in front of me?
Yeah. But it, you know,
anyway, sorry.
No, you're so right. Well, because you're so something to think about. I was gonna say that it's like I think that that is And maybe this gets to answer your question, or maybe it's we've already diverged from there. Like, I think that the way, like, oftentimes the, like, a central lens, at least, through which I see the world is, like, I feel like I am, and I know I'm not always, but I like, perceive myself as someone who's, like, oh, I'm very attuned to dynamics and, like, between other people and not just attuned to it.
Yeah.
I like to think I am. Sometimes I'm not, right? But not just attuned to it, but that's something that... Well, thank you. That's something that, like, really informs how I act and how I live and whatever. And I actually think that that is much more frequently the thing that I get stuck inside of is, like, I will see how two other people are interacting or how, like, what the vibe is in a room to my perception. And, like, that will feel really, like, and especially since it's not always, like, with me as a participant, I'm like, that feels really limiting because I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I have power to change this dynamic that's happening outside of me that is to do with how people are thinking of each other. And so that's kind of the, like, when I think of myself as like shrinking away or being like, oh my God, I really don't want to be here or whatever. Like, oftentimes I feel like it's in moments like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's about, that's interesting. So it's like the choice of injecting yourself into something that's happening or not.
And if it's like, this isn't
See,
my
I would never...
narrative, then I'm not going to, like, I don't know how to shift what's happening between people outside of myself.
Wow.
I have a meta note.
That's so
here.
Empathetic of you.
That's so what?
Yes. Empathetic.
I don't know. I feel like, actually, I feel like, not to say no, but I feel like I experience it as something that is...
I mean, it's a little controlling, but it's
yeah, that's that's exactly what I was gonna say. this coming for you friends listening, this coming from the friend who I don't remember if it was high school or college, and we were like in my kitchen making food together, and Ioana,
because it was for a seminar.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And Ioana paused and was like, "Wow, you are truly a control freak in the kitchen."
Yeah. Well, okay, there should be some context here, which is that in our friendship, I am the one people would say is controlling. I'm, like, obsessive. Perhaps, maybe not, like, externally always, but in my own head. And so this was a good moment for me to see my, like, fatal flaw in my perfect friend. But of course this wasn't really a fatal flaw because it was brownies. It wasn't any, like, a life or death situation. But it was amazing. It's like, this is great. And now I use that against you.
I love it. I love that story. But actually, okay, that's a perfect segue because, or not segue, but to what I was going to say about, like, my like meta note here that I actually didn't even think of until this moment, but of, like, why this show is exciting to me is that something that I have been thinking about a lot in these past few months as someone who I think, contrary to you, is a really, what's the thing that people say? Like, external processor? Like, whether that's, like, in writing to myself or in writing to other people or in conversation with other people. And, like, I do still do a lot of that, right? And, like, I'm, you know, blessed to live close enough to, you know, many friends, you included, to, like, see people outside and talk about things. And I, like, have people who I'll call if I'm, like, oh, I really, like, I'm thinking about this specific thing and I want to talk. But I think what's really missing, something that you, that in pre this pandemic life, like, really, like, feeds me and pushes me and whatever, is the kinds of conversations and the kinds of things that come up after, like, when you're just, like, you're not, like, oh, we're here in this conversation to talk about X. It's just, like, X comes up after whatever, like, you're hanging out for an hour and you eat dinner, and then you're like, oh, man, I was really thinking about food, and then you're, you know, I don't know, just, like, the things that happen to come up. And something my friend Michael, who you've met, said in December that I have been thinking about ever since, is that, like, we are just, like, there are so many fewer opportunities to, like, make observations about each other and then talk about those observations and then, like, learn and grow from those things. So all of that just to say that even in this, like, in this little anecdote that you just told and that I was talking about before that, that feels like just an affirmation of why I'm, like, excited to do this, because I feel like this is something that has been really missing, the, like, conversations that aren't toward a specific goal or, like, I'm feeling sad, can we talk about it, but that are just, like, oh, like, you're my friend and I love to talk to you, you know.
Yeah. All my good memories of high school, of which there are many with you, but they're all moments like that. We're like we're supposed to be doing homework, but we're just
Right.
yeah.
And
And
it's,
college too. I mean, those are the things you remember.
And it's really different from like something else that is, of course, good and I'm grateful for, which is like, Joanna, I'm sad. Can we talk? You know, like, of course, that's also important. But So, okay, I'm trying to go back to, oh, okay. I'm gonna ask a question, but I feel like this is putting you on the spot, and you should
I'm here
not.
for it.
Okay, don't feel like you have whatever. I'll just ask it. Which is like, okay, so you've been talking about like this sometimes getting lost in the question of like, okay, well, what does so and so think of me and how should that inform my choices and this and that? Like what are moments okay, what am I trying to ask? Well, I know what I'm trying to ask. I'm trying to figure out a more specific version of it. What are moments or stories about times when you've really felt like, oh, this person, here's what they're thinking of me. Here's what they think about me. And where that has had either like a positive or negative or whatever, some impact.
So many moments. Mainly, I think with my parents and with close friends. I think since I was tiny, have had really opposing narratives of who I was and who I was supposed to be in terms of ethnicity or like femininity or like whatever it was, right? Like my dad and my mom are often on opposite spectrums. So I was always confused. And that just continued. I mean, I think in high school that was like, do I take AP Lit or do I take AP Physics? Or
She took
do
both, just so
I
everyone knows.
LOL. Because my family had the money to pay for those AP exams, not, whatever. But the cycle. Anyway, what was the question? Oh yeah. So I think my parents and specifically like what I should study or what I should do in school, or if I should do soccer or ballet or all these things. And I think that the baseline for all those things comes from the fact that my mom and dad grew up in two totally different worlds. And I was also partially grew up in one of those worlds and partially grew up in another. And
Do you want to?
the
You don't
cultural
have to, but do you
values
want to give context on what the worlds are in brief?
sometimes oppose. Yeah, sure. So I was born in Macedonia, now North Macedonia. And I'm Romani, which is an ethnic minority in the world, but there's a large population of Roma people in Macedonia. And I moved to the US when I was 4. So I spent most of my life here, but I am very close to my grandmother who lives in Macedonia, and most of my cultural values are influenced by my grandma. And but as I grow older and learn more about the world, I get more confused, right? Like there's a lot of things I grew up learning about how women should behave, and that was, I sort of think the opposite now, right? But those are still things that I'm trying to unlearn. That's just a dramatic example of like the ways these two opposite sides always seem to like fight in my head. But
Oh no, that's my reminder to myself just so it's 9:30, so I'm supposed to say you're listening to Midwave Radio, you're listening to Big Little Questions. I'm Dee Dee, and my guest right now is Joanna. Sorry for the for the interlude. But yeah, that makes a lot of sense and feels reflective of like the window that I do have into your like your brain and how you think. Like that feels like something that I feel like you are
constantly black and white thinking.
Well, no, not what I was gonna say. I was just gonna say that you're constantly like I don't even think oscillating is the right image, but like constantly trying to balance between the like mom, dad, self, other, like future, now, you know, and we all are, right? Yeah. But I feel like I feel like that is a structure that is very like strong for you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Also, I'm so stubborn. I mean, I think you know that. But I have like. I was talking to someone about this the other day, but I have, like, such a strong, I like, what I think is right and wrong is so clear to me, and when things don't fit in that black and white, it's, like, impossible for me. I just can't comprehend. I, like, don't know how to move forward. I get stuck. And that's stubbornness, and that's probably part of the issue.
Interesting. I'm thinking about the, like, right, the imagery of opposites of like black and white thinking. Okay, wait, let me pause and ask if you have a question that you wanted to ask. You, no pressure. I have a next thing that I was curious to hear about, but or to like bring in, but want to give you a moment if you want.
Well, I was just going to ask you about like when you have those moments of like, well, what would Dee Dee do? who or what are the voices that have input in that question?
Ooh.
Or are there none?
No, there are. There really are. And also, yet again, a beautiful overlap, because the question that I was, or the thing I wanted to bring in, was about friendship, which is that, like, for me, one measure that I have, or like, I don't know if measure, but like one measure that I have in friendship is like who, when those voices are in my head of like, oh, like what would X do? What would Y do? Like, is it in a way that's like, oh gosh, they're gonna like, you know, judge me or think I'm a terrible person or whatever if I do something else? Or is it in a way of like, oh, this is someone who like I really admire or value or honor and seek to emulate, and that like, I think the ideal for me and like what represents a healthy friendship is like, I do want to be thinking in my head of like, what would so-and-so do? Because I think that's a really valuable thing, as long as it's not like out of fear, but more out of like, oh, I want to be like this person who I love.
Right. I agree. Like when I think of the voices, they generally come from people that I care a lot about and respect. But how do you measure, like, how do you find your own voice in there? Like, I get so lost. It's, like, just noise, and I can't figure out. And there's no, sometimes it's a gut feeling, right? Sometimes there's, like, some instinct, but most of the time there isn't.
Yeah.
And I just can't. And I guess as you get older, that's supposed to become a little easier to, like, pinpoint and figure out, but it's just like, it's hard to filter out.
Yeah. And I think, so two things, many things, but two things I want to say. So I think that one, that like you, again, with images, like I think the image of a filter is also something that I've thought about a lot, but the image I'm thinking of right now is like of a prism, and like, okay, so you have this, and shouts to Emily, who I think is listening, who is a source of this image. But I think of a prism, which is like, right, this thing that reflects the light from some external source, and then like reflects in some, you know, some like pattern on your wall or whatever, right? And so to answer more directly your question of like, who are those voices, and or who in my head are like fill the role of like, oh, what would so and so do, and how do I like filter between those to find like what is my answer to that question? I think there's like a whole array of people who I like know myself to like love and trust, and that they, you know, care about me and know me well, and like all, you know, all of these things. And then, you know that I talk to my friends a lot, right? And you know that I talk to you a lot. And so it's like, what is happening? Those conversations are like the prism. I don't know if this metaphor is going to work. I'm just going to keep running with it.
Yeah. No, it does.
Those conversations are like the people, all of you, including, I think, literally everyone who's listening right now. all of you are the light, and then the conversations and the like processing and the journaling and the whatever is the actual the prism, and then what ends up reflected on the wall, the like little rainbow on the wall, is like, what am I? So who am I? Like, I am, you know, right. an accumulation of like these different light sources. And that's in the best of times, right? In the worst of times, then it's like, oh, you have like the wrong set of colors and something about wavelength that I don't understand. And you're like, oh, there's nothing's reflected. And that's like,
it's black. It's a hole.
Right. Hey, see, you took physics, not me. but yeah, I don't know. Does that answer or does that speak to your
question? Does. And I think that's a really healthy way of looking at it and not, I'm always looking for the answer, like as if there was just one, as if there was just one voice. And of course there isn't, right? Like, how do we think of people the same way they think of us, which is like through the millions of lenses that we've created and like navigated through. So that makes a lot of sense. I like the prism, LOL.
Well, tell me about the Freudian slip.
I like that. I like that analogy.
I think, okay, nice. I'm gonna throw in a something here, which is that I numbered the questions, the five that we like were our shortlist, and then I did this random number thingy, and I told it to give me two. And it was three and two. And number three was this one, how do people think of other people? And number two was, why do friendships come together when they do? And I feel like we are one cosmic. Whoa. But no, I feel like that is, I wouldn't say through happenstance. I definitely think I've been thinking about that question as well in this conversation. But I want to make a connection to that question, which I think we've already both been making, and then maybe we can pivot, but round our way to thinking about that. Does that sound good?
Yes. Also, I have an aside, which is that anytime someone says the word pivot, I think of the scene in Friends, and there is not one time where that does not happen for me. Anyway,
beautiful. There's a scene that pivot. I'm always there's every time someone's like, I can handle it, I just think of this one. I think of Chandler saying like, handle is, I can handle it, like handle's my middle name, actually handle's the middle of my first name. I think it's so stupid, but I think of it all the time.
I know, it's so dang.
Anyway, I
love that show.
Do you have
thoughts on this question?
Well, I was going to, okay, so the connection I was going to make, which I feel like we've already been alluding to, but is that, like, in friendship and in thinking about, like, who are the friends who I, like, love and care about and what is a healthy friendship and whatever, I feel like when I notice that when I'm with someone, I'm really, for me, and I'm curious if this is true for you, for me, when I'm like, oh, I really a lot of time am thinking, like, what are they thinking about me? Like, what do they think of this choice I made? Like, whatever. Then I'm like, okay, something, like, this isn't, like, something here needs to shift. And that's, like, a sign for me. But also knowing that you come at this question, the one that we've been talking about, from, like, an introverted perspective, like, I'm curious for you what the connection is. Like, if there's a connection here to friendship and if it's different from what I just shared and all of that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's similar. I think the people I'm – the people that I'm friends with are the people that I – spend the least time, the people who when I'm with I spend the least time thinking about what they're thinking of me, right, and more like trusting in like the foundation that we've built and not worried about perception but worried about like what's happening in the moment and how the dynamic is working. It's comfort, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I think
as
that's
like
right.
a step above everyone else.
So in this, so this, the, well, okay, let me find the date of this other question, because I'm kind of curious. Why do friendships come together when they do? So this is, the date of this was March 28th, 2019. And I can't say exactly. My guess is that I was feeling like particularly close to someone who I like had, and I don't even know who, but like to someone in this like last semester of college who like maybe I hadn't expected to be friends with 3 years ago. And so had this curiosity, which I have a lot of the time, but of like, what is the click? Like, what happens? How do you go from not being friends with someone to being friends with someone? Like, always when I meet someone new, I like, literally, I cannot imagine it. I'm like, wow, I can't imagine the path that will take us from A to B, even if then in retrospect, once we're at B, at the point of like being good friends, I'm like, oh yeah, like, duh, like, you know, here are all the steps along the way. But so that's like my starting argument about there, my like opening statement. Mm-hmm. There we go. About this. Yeah. What this like brings to mind for you?
Well, I was just thinking when you were saying that about how there were opportunities, I think, for us before we actually became friends to be friends. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that didn't happen for any specific reason. I think it was just logistics, but I don't know. but I think I was like not ready to accept a good friendship until probably freshman or sophomore year of high school. Like I didn't really have any concept of what that could look like. Mm-hmm. Not to say that I didn't have friends, but most of my friendships at that point in time were very one-sided because I don't like to be vulnerable. And so I don't really share, and that allows people who really love to share to share away. And then I become, you know, whatever. So yeah, I think our friendship probably started in part because I could finally recognize that you were what a good friend was. Like, I know this sounded dramatic, but I didn't understand what a good friendship looked like until we met.
I had like, so at many...
all. And especially the way your family interacted with me, like, it blew my mind. Like, once we left school late, I don't know if we were at physics tutoring or what, but your sister was doing, I don't think it was like Chinese tutoring or something. And it was just the three of us walking to the red line, and I was in the middle and you were on my left and she was on my right. And it was dark and it was like this horrible walk that we had to do every day, and it sucked, but it wasn't that long. It was just like emotional. And we were just talking, the three of us, and I was like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, why are these people being so nice to me? Like, her sister doesn't even know me that well. This was like the very beginning of our friendship. It blew my mind. But anyway, you were going to say something.
Well, okay. So many things, but one is that like a meta point about what you just said is that something that I love, like a moment that I consistently love is when someone else, and like I'll do this too, but like when someone else is like, oh my god, and I remember so clearly this thing that you've said and I've been thinking about it for years, or like it comes up, and like I said, I try, because I know I love that moment, I try to reflect those things back to people, but I'm saying it in this moment because I'm like, wow, I have no memory of that walk, but like it's, I love no, but not in a bad way, just like I love hearing about in this question of like how do friendships come together, like I love over time, over, you know, hopefully if you're lucky, decades, getting to hear about those like data points that like you have been on the other side of, and to hear like, oh, that was a moment for you, and like here was a moment for me. But I was gonna say,
I have a lot of those for us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sometime I would love, like, maybe we, I would love to do the like sit down and talk through both of ours, because I think that would be, I think it would be so fun. But okay, what's that timer for? Nope, that one was a fake one. But shoot, what was I gonna say? Oh, so okay, another question that is Okay, there's a word I'm looking for here, and it's not self-conscious, or if it is, it's like the literal definition. But I can't really think of it. Are you Googling what's a synonym? Because I just
Maybe.
Googled what's a synonym. No. Here, a question that is self-aware of our friendship, or that I'm curious about that, is like, and again, you should feel free to not to like push this question off if you like don't want to talk about this right now or like on air or something. But I'll ask it anyway. Which is like, I think we have talked about this a lot of like you as someone who, your inclination is not to like share immediately everything, always, all the time, and that you are also like a really good and powerful listener, and that's something that means that like there's often people who are drawn to you who like won't think to ask you the questions because they're just so grateful, whether from need or from like a lack of self-awareness or from whatever else, like they are just so grateful to have someone who is like going to listen to them and ask them questions and all of that. And I know that you and I are both thinking of examples of like times that has been really like harmful for you and for both of us. And all that to say that like I do think that in, and not in an unhealthy way, but I want to like hear your thoughts on this. Like I do think that in our friendship, like I am definitely the like I want to tell you about everything in detail all the time. And you are really good at asking questions and you are really good at listening and being excited to hear about those things, whatever. And not to be like pat ourselves on the back, but like I do think we have a healthier friendship than those ones that
Yes,
are like that
I
we
agree.
yeah, that I'm alluding to that are
I
like that
think
have been harmful. So
that's,
how does that work and why and what can
well,
we
I think
learn
it's
from that? I don't know.
you push in ways, you push in ways that other people don't, and not push in a negative way, but you draw it out, right? Like you, I'm not worried when you ask me questions, right? Like I don't think you're gonna like gather up info to like then use as blackmail in the future, for example. But yeah, and so I think my closest friends are the people that encourage me to share and to and who don't let me off the hook. I'm working on it, of course, but like I still love I don't know what it is, a power thing, a control thing of like not giving away too much information.
Or a fe
And
or just
people
like a
say like,
fear, like a fear
yeah,
that comes from
right.
very like real parts of your life and friendship history, I would
Right.
say.
Thank you. I think that's, yeah, I'm not that manipulative, but
No, I
maybe. I
really,
don't
I
know.
don't think so.
But anyway, I think it's you, and I think it's also I happened to our friendship happened to coincide with when I started therapy.
I'm so lucky. I got the. Just kidding.
which is like the thing that I'm like the worst at in the world. Not that one can be good or bad at therapy, but I'm like
Right?
literally the worst at it. Yeah, and so it coincided with the moment in time where I was like forced to say what I thought and how I felt. And where I got tools for that. Like I think I really didn't, most people don't, I think, grow up with the tools, like the vocabulary to talk about those things. And like we learn how to be in school and how to do that stuff, and then all of a sudden you have hormones or anxiety or depression or whatever it is, and you can't communicate. Yeah, so I think all those things, timeliness.
I love to hear that. Well, one probably for selfish reasons, 'cause I feel like so often, and you've heard me say this before, but so often I'm like I think I am really pushy, and like especially so with you. I think I like I'm
But that's because
very
you know that I need that, which I
yes, I
appreciate
like to
so
think
much. And
so.
you're always self-reflective. Like you always say like, I know this is pushing. Like you know what I mean? It's not like a power thing when you do it. So
I'm
it's not, there's no,
good. I'm glad it doesn't feel that
so you're wrong. Whatever you're gonna say is wrong.
You sound like me. Oh my God. No, but that is what I was, that is what I'm, sorry, what I'm thinking about. And is also like a, I think a grand, among the grand, like, gifts and blessings in the world of like friendship, which is that like, yeah, there's, I think being at the point with a given person, and of course, I mean, I'm like knocking on wood here because you can always push too hard or overstep or whatever. That's another question I wrote down, I think, that we talked about, which is like, how do you know if you're pushing too hard? But like,
When I cry.
the gift
No, I don't know.
when you, yeah, when you,
When I
never mind.
snap in half.
I was gonna say, no, actually, can I say what I actually think it is?
Yeah.
Or like what this, and I also know that often the like your phone really is on do not disturb. I don't ever doubt that. And also that like you are introverted and you need your time alone in a way that like has pushed me so much. Like you and Aaliyah, knowing that you guys are much more introverted than I
Sorry.
am, is so funny that you guys are two of my closest friends from high school. 'Cause I'm like, how did I end up with these people? Like they don't, all I need is to be with people all the time and all they need is for me to like chill. But I was gonna say
No,
that I think
no.
a sign a like thing I'm always thinking about, and I don't mean this as a challenge, but I know that I think sometimes I'm like, oh, if I say this thing, she won't necessarily say like, nope, not interested, or I don't want to talk about that, or you've pushed too much or whatever. Like the sign might be just
Yeah.
like a quieter or like a like less responsive or whatever. And I don't say that as a critique, but I say that as like also a blessing of like, I mean, maybe
No.
I'm wrong here, but a blessing of like, I think
No, that
we.
could, I honestly have no idea.
And right, I don't even think it's conscious, but I think we over time with our friends like learn to read each other's signs and to know, okay, like let me give this a day and she won't, and if you know you don't respond, then I'm gonna call or I'm gonna text again or I'm gonna leave it alone, and like learning to judge when which of those things is appropriate. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's like my reading of
Yeah,
like, you know, when
it
I think
does.
about, which I do all the time with you, of like, ugh, I'm too pushy, like, you know, I'm too this, I'm too
Yeah, if
that.
only I could communicate appropriately, and then you wouldn't have to work so goddamn hard.
Know, I hear, I, well, no.
It's true.
No. Okay, so Lila, who is our other, one of our other very good friends from high school. Hi, Lila, I know you're listening.
Hi, Lila Francis.
I
Love of my life.
remember I remember this moment. I'm curious if you remember this. I remember this moment from like 2 summers ago, and we were like sitting at the point with Lila. The three of us were sitting at the point, and it was something, it was so stupid. I was like, do you guys want to come over for dinner? And you were like, oh, I'm not sure if I should. I think my mom's cooking. And I was like, no, just like tell your mom. And I don't know why I decided that it was like a thing. I just was like, I really just want her to
Ew.
say, do you remember, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was
Maybe?
like, I really just want
Keep
her to
going.
say like, no, thank you. I don't want to come for dinner tonight. Or like, I would love to, but I'm tired. Like, can we do another night? Or like, no, I hate your house. I don't want,
Right.
like whatever any of
An
the
answer.
responses
You want
were.
an answer.
And I was so, I like, that was a moment where like I feel like I want, like if the, if it was a cartoon, like my upper body would have gotten like, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger and more towering and more hunched, and you would have like shrunk down further and
Yeah.
further and further. And I remember Lila sitting there in, I don't know if you were literally in the middle, but like in the, like in the middle of us, certainly in emotionally,
Poor
and
Lila.
Lila was like, right, poor Lila, and Lila was like, you know, she wasn't unkind, but she was like, Dee Dee, it's okay. Like, what, you know, she can come for dinner another night. And I was like, no, she needs to tell, like, I want her to tell me, like, I don't want to do this or
No.
whatever. And I, and, but, and I felt true. And I felt so like both so righteous and so shitty in the moment. 'Cause I was like, okay, this is clearly not, this is like a bad strategy. Like not even like it's bad. Like it's just, even if that's what I want, this is like not going to get me there. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even remember why I brought this up. I think just that was a moment for me, and clearly it's still on my mind, but that was a moment for me where I was like, oh, it feels really, I'm a pushy person. I'm a pushy person with you on it. And it feels really bad to like push too far. And like, if I want to talk about this and have a conversation sometime about like, hey, when we talk about coming over for dinner, like, can I, let me understand better, like what the factors are for you or whatever. Like that is a way to do that.
Yeah.
And not being like in the moment, like, no, you have to tell me. Which is funny. Yeah, is funny to me
I don't
now, but
remember that, so
yeah, of course you don't.
but no, I just mean like it doesn't it doesn't, it seems normal, not like how you felt or the reaction or anything, but like that is quintessential me. So I don't doubt that it happened, and therefore it probably happens a million times a week, and so I've just forgotten it.
Yeah. No, but, it makes sense. And I'm not, I think if it were, I think if we hadn't had the, like, weren't lucky enough to have the, like, history that we do and enough years of friendship under our belt or whatever, like, I can see that it would, I can see how it might have been a moment where it was like, okay, we could have turned into really good friends, or we could have turned into, like, we hang out when we're in town or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, there's moments that are turning points.
Wow. Really? You thought that was...
No. God. Not that moment, but I think that that's the kind of thing where, like, if you don't have a foundation, that's like, oh, I pushed this person too hard, it's gonna take a lot to, like, bounce us back from that because we don't have a lot to, like, a lot of ground laid, if that makes sense. Okay, I have... So we're at... Oh, my God, we're at 9:56. I have ways that I... Like, a couple... ways I want to close this in a second, but first, including some more things from you. But first, in the vein of friendship and in the vein of people thinking of other people, I want to ask you two quick questions, and you can ask me in return if you want, or if we have time. Maybe we won't have time. The first is, like, how do you hope that I or that people you care about think of you? And the second is, how can I be a better friend to you? Or how can I be a good friend to you? What does that mean? I know we're at, you know, 4 minutes, but first things
you
that
are
come
a
to
good
mind.
To me.
Yes, and
how do I hope people think of me? How do I hope you think of me? That's the first question.
Sure.
I hope that you think I'm kind, approachable, that I am someone you can go to for advice. That I'm reliable. Yeah.
Cool.
I think those are the most important things. What about you?
I think about this all the time, and yet I don't have a good answer. I hope that people think I am, I hope, okay, here's, I'm not even going to say specific words. I hope that in all the ways that, like the qualities that we attach, like, negative judgment, negative value to of, like, pushy or, like, argumentative or, like, stubborn or whatever, like, I hope that people think,
those are my favorite qualities about you.
Oh, I hope that people think those things about me in the ways with the positive connotations of those things, or with the, like,
yeah,
or like, and that those are attached to, like, loving things.
Yes.
Yeah. That's, yeah. So
can confirm.
Great. So, okay. Oh my God, in these 2 minutes. So last thing I want from you is either a, like, well, no, actually just one thing. Who is one person who you want, whether it's someone I know or not, who you want to nominate to be on, like, a future episode or segment of this show?
Lila Francis. For obvious reasons. I don't really know anyone else.
Oh, my God. That's not true. But Lila's a great nomination.
No, and I think both your sisters.
Okay.
I would be interested to hear your mom on the podcast, on this show, on this radio episode.
Oh my God, we have to, I just realized I have to announce the next things, so I want to hear the rest of your suggestions in a second. This was Big Little Questions with Didi, and in this case, Ioana. The artwork is by Lila. Interviewed Ioana. Shout out Beth for showing me the way to Midwave. Tune in next week if you have tips, ideas, intro music that you would like to produce on my behalf. Send me a message if you don't know me, but I think all you know me. But if you don't know me, Instagram at devo.bee. And next up from 10 to 11 p.m. is Perfectly Balanced as All Things Should Be with Parker. So Parker, I'm going to hand it over to you. Ioana, I love you. Everyone who's listening, I love you. And
love
see you.
You
next week at 9 p.m. midwaveradio.com. Okay. Whew. Bye. Love you.